早安，早安！今天是一个荣耀的日子，让我们一起到主的面前来庆祝。让我们一起来念275篇，从红诗歌本里面求主怜悯。因为是只有一个投影片，所以呢，我念带领的部分，请会众一起来念回应的部分。Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. 耶和华呀，求你纪念你的怜悯和慈爱，因为这是亘古以来所常有的。求你不要纪念幼年的罪愆和我的过犯。耶和华呀，求你因你的恩惠，按你的慈爱纪念我。现在让我们来赞美诗歌，来敬拜。 让我们低头一起来祷告。主啊，我们谢谢你在这个热烈的夏天，你赐给我们的祝福。主啊，我们非常的抱歉，我们不能够来彼此的同心。主啊，帮助我们，原谅我们，因为我们缺乏了爱心。主啊，我们为你所提供的，我们都认为是理所当然的。我们祈求你的圣灵能够住在我们当中，带领我们在青草的绿草地上，能够以你所赐给我们的泉源。让我们成为世上的盐，我们能够来清洁这个世界上。主啊，我们来请求你来医治我们，让我们教会能够联合，让你的恩典跟慈爱能够在我们的教会当中，对我们有怜悯。这样子祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。现在是我们读经的时候，今天读经的经文是《何西阿书》第四章十到十四节。何西阿书第四章十到十四节，他们吃却不得饱，行饮而不得力后，因为他们离弃耶和华，不遵他的命，奸淫和酒并新酒夺去人的心。我的民求问木偶，以为木匠人指示他们，因为他们的淫心使他们失明，他们就行淫离弃神，不守约束。在各山顶、各高冈的橡树、杨树、栗树之下献祭烧香，因为树已美好，所以你们的女儿淫乱，你们的心腹行淫。你们的女儿淫乱，你们的心腹行淫，我却不惩罚他们，因为你们自己离群与娼妓同居，与妓女一同献祭，这无知的民必致其道。现在是儿童祝福的时候。 When a criminal was brought before the judge, he not only denied murder charge, but also claimed, I'm innocent, I'm innocent. I am the innocent victim. Why he said that? Because he thinks it is caused by this corrupt society. So he blamed the sensual movie. He blamed the computer game that he encouraged people to kill. Of course, he blamed his parents for separation since childhood. Therefore, he cannot get proper family love. He did not have the opportunity for good education. All in all, it was the fault of others. It was the fault of the society. Even many people on the jury nodded hey. It seems that most people agree that this murderer is really a societal victim. Is that true? Do you want to hear the accusation of God? Today's topic is the accusation of God. Actually, everyone on the earth agree one thing. That is, God give you everyone his own free will. So you can choose not to kill. So you can choose not to do evil things. In other words, it doesn't matter you are a Christian or not. Anyone must be responsible for his own actions. At the time of the Hosea, many people said that Hosea's wife, Gomer, was the fecal and the lascivious woman. It is very difficult to say her, but what about themselves? Starting from the chapter 4, we saw that God was betrayed by the Israelites, just like the wife who did not obey the law of the woman. So let's read Hosea chapter 4, 1 to 3. When I'm reading, I want you to realize what the God speak to the Hosea. Hear the message from the Lord, people of the Israel. Indeed, the law brings a charge against the people living in the land. For there is no truth, no gracious love or knowledge of God in the land. Swelling, lying, murder, theft, and adultery are rampant, and the blood mingled with the blood. Therefore, the land will mourn, and all who live there will languish, along with the wild animal of the field and the birds of the air, even the fish in the sea will disappear. So what do we see from here? In here, we see the Lord argue. In fact, there is an accusation. And it means God officially brought a charge against the Israelites. The God pointed out they did a lot of the evil and must be judged by God. At the beginning, it was pointed out they have to commit the three major sins. The first one, not honest. What is that? It's the honest. I mean, the second one is no good. The third one is not knowing God. So the first one, not honest. What exactly is honesty? It contains the meaning of the truthfulness, faithfulness, and reliability. We know that honest is God's attribute. Let's read Genesis chapter 24, verse 27. And this chapter is talk about the servant of the Abraham to take the Abraham to find his wife. Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hasn't held back his gracious love and the faithfulness from my master. Because the Lord has treated my master with the love and the faithfulness, the Lord has led me to the house of my master relatives. So from here we can see our Lord has the gracious love and are faithful. This shows that God is indeed honest and reliable. The God honesty chose the Israelites, so he also asked the God's people to show honest. I want you guys thinking about when we were little, we were taught we need to be the honest because this is the best principle to be the human being. But the Israel at that time, not only did they disobey the word of God, but they act deceitfully, no honest at all. This is the first reason God judged them. And you know, the God said, the human is worse than the whole things in the world. Think about our society today. No matter where you are in the world, deception happens everywhere. There are deceptive words and behavior every day. Many people are deceiving when doing business. And you know the bad guys, they are very smart. They will carefully design a trap. They talk about the chaos of the sky and the little people to believe it. And this is the popular phenomenon today. We often receive some strange phone call. Some claim your credit card has been misused and you need to act immediately. Or sometimes the phone call from your embassy, some phone call is from the immigration officer, and they try to scare you off. And sometimes when you enroll in the company, they protect your computer against the viruses. But sometimes the company is the scam because they try to steal your personal identity. So the Bible warned us earlier, at the end time, more people love money. And they will use all kinds of the deception methods to defraud money. When I was young, at that time, the tourists will be carried by the tricycle to go around. And they are very honest at that time. But right now, we know there's all kind of the deception method to defraud money right now. Today, church, we must emphasize the importance of the honesty. Because the Church of the Jesus Christ must emphasize that the truth of God never changes. Let's read the Psalm, the chapter 55, verse 6. Let's read together. Indeed, you are pleased with the truth in the inner person, and you will teach me wisdom in my innermost parts. So here say, what does God please is with the truth in the inner person. Let's also see the 2 Chronicles 16, chapter 16, verses 9. Let's read together. The Lord's eye keep on roaming throughout the earth, looking for rocks whose hearts completely belonging to him. So I want you to see here, because the Lord's eye keep on roaming throughout the earth, looking for rocks whose heart complete belong to him. Because the God is looking for rocks whose heart complete belong to him. That means it's the honest one. So here talking about we need to know God. Honest the person from the heart, we need to respect our God. We need to respect to God and we need to honest to our God. So we want to pray that God can help us pray these attributes. Sometimes we, because the little things we do not treat it seriously. So we should start practice on it from the little things in life. It doesn't matter in our family, in our office, or in other place. We need to honest. Next thing, let's read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15. And let's read all together. Instead, by speaking the truth in love, we will grow up completely and become one with the head, that is one with the Messiah. So from here, we can see the Paul say we need to speak the truth in love. So that means we need to speak the truth, not a lie. So we will grow up completely. So our spiritual can grow. And then we will become one with the head. That is one with the Messiah. So that means we need to connect together. We need to connect with the head of the church. So this is the basic element of the children of God, is we must speak the truth. The second thing, the Israelites were accused of is no good. And we know the major thing of the book of the Hosea is to know God. Know that the God is the good God. Since God is the good God, so he required the Israelites to be good. So that's me in the Hosea chapter 6, verses 6, it says, for it is love that I seek, and not sacrifice, knowledge of the God more than burning offering. From the Hosea chapter 6, verses 6, because the God is I, because the God say, I love the goodness, it's not the sacrifice, the burning offering. God does not like a lot of ritual, which has no meaning. But God values the goodness of the people's hearts. At the time of the Hosea, the Israelites had lost their hearts to respect God and to love others. They saw themselves as the lawless people. So Hosea blamed them. The so-called good deeds of the Israelites are nothing but the fake deeds. In fact, this shows the falsehood of the Israelites. only do they have no real goodness, but they're also very hypocritical. No wonder God blamed them greatly for their hypocrisy. So let's read Hosea chapter 6, 4 to 5. What am I to do with you, Ephraim? What am I to do with you, Judah? When you read these two verses, you need to fathom the feeling, the heart of our God. The God is so sad to speak these two words. Your love is like the morning rain cloud. It passed away like the morning dew. Therefore, I cut them to pieces by the prophet, hitting them by the word from my mouth. The verdict against you shine like the beacon. So from here, we do know the Israel has no good at all. This reminds us of the Lord Jesus rebuking the scribes and the Pharisees and point out their hypocrisy. On the surface, they seem to be very caring. In fact, that's not the case at all. Sometimes I do not understand. The scribes and the Pharisees are familiar with the Pentateuch of the Old Testament. And they should know God is the omniscient. Don't they know God is know your inside thoughts? Who are they asking for? Do they asking for the people at that time? But our God came to the earth. And he knows their inner motives and the falsehood. Today, it doesn't matter you are a Christian or you are a seminary student or it doesn't matter what. We act like the Israel. We are really very fat. And it's very sad. They may be able to deceive people, but they cannot deceive God. We see that the God's accusation against Israel is not only lack of the honesty and the goodness, but also that no one knows God. Why is this happening? On the one hand, due to the pride of the Israel. Sometimes we don't know our own self. For example, in the beginning, maybe you are very humble, you are working so hard, when you promote to be the CEO, and then suddenly you would have your own pride. You would think about all the. But God reminds us we need to be humble ourselves. So we can see the God's accusation to the Israelites because they do not know God. So let's come to see the Hosea chapter 4, the verses 2. It says, swelling, lying, murder, theft, and adultery are rampant, and the blood mingle with the blood. From the chapter verses 2, the God points out their seven deadly sins. The Israelites lives even swell in the name of God. This violates the third commandment. The third commandment, you should not misuse the name of the Lord your God. At that time, some Israelites had no good in their heart. They did not fear for God, so they just talk nonsense. And this is just related to the item two, lying, like to lie, and willing to be a false witness. And the purpose is they can get a benefit from it. And actually, this is really selfish. And this also violates the ninth commandment. You should not give false testimony against your neighbor. We know that both deception and the lying are acts God does not like. The Israelites doesn't care at all. They are complete indifference. And from reading the Bible, we realize the Israel, even they have the God's guidance, they know the God's word, the God's teaching, but they still go astray from the God. And they just like a circle. When they travel to the different place and they forgot whatever the God teach them, they worship the idol. Seems like it totally puts the God's word behind them. And sometimes you wonder why they cannot remember God's word when they face the situation. And sometimes I wonder, when we live in the 21st century, maybe the modernized we have the good memory compared to the old time, the people. Because the Israel at that time, why they cannot remember what the God teach them. So we need to grow in the God's grace. When we study more on the Bible, it's one to know God more. Know our God is the loving God, is the honest God, is the faithful God, and our God never lied to us. And this is the most important purpose when we come to the church to study the God's Word. That means we want to be transformed by God's Word, so we will be more like our Jesus. And from here, we know that Israel not only commits a few sins, even more terrible is killing. The Hebrew word here means to deliberately frame an innocent person. It also violates the sixth commandment, you should not murder. If we read the Old Testament, we know after the Northern Kingdom came from the Jeroboam II, Israel changed the three kings in 1 year. They are all murdered and accused. And the Lord to point out the murder in Israel at that time became a common thing. How terrible do you think? The prophet Hosea accused the people at that time and said on the Hosea chapter 5, number 2, the rebels are deep into their slaughter, I'm punishing them all. The rebels, because they purpose to rebel, and because they are slaughtered, they start slaughtered by their own way. So the God said, I will punish them all. And not only that, the people at that time like to steal and rob. This violates the eighth commandment. You should not steal. The Israelites commit the adultery at that time. There are two idols at that time. It's the Baal and the Asherah, who present the ability to reproduce. In their worship ceremonies at that time, the fornication often occurred. And the Israelites have the relationship with the temple prostitutes. These behaviors are all disgusting to the God. Sometimes I'm thinking, violation of the Ten Commandments, it can be said that the stench of the whole earth has reached before God. So it's really disgusting about us. So how can God not judge them? How about our society today? I especially search online, and I have some evidence for you all. Let's look at the United States today. Let's look at a PowerPoint. 78% of the people under the age of 17 watch the pornographic website. The youngest have been watching since 11 years old. And 50% of the children aged 11 to 13 watch the pornographic website. According to the educational expert, these pictures enter the human mind through the eyes and will have a great impact. And this greatly distorted the view of the normal marriage. And this is the result, according to the educational experts, for watching the pornographic website. And it has, and 960 people are searching various pornographic websites every second. Even more frightening is that every minute there are 63,992 new customers, and they are searching the pornography website every minute. It is very overwhelming. And sometimes I was thinking about some poor children live in the Southeast Asia. And these poor children were sold into the hand of the big guys and become the trafficked person. Every time I think about this kid become the trafficked person, I will wonder who cares about these little children, who is going to save them. When these children are sold into the hand of the banker and become the trafficked person, what their life will be? And I think about our situation right now. It's even worse than the time of the Hosea. Right now, we are not getting better. And there are also violent crimes. And let's look at some data. In 1919 alone, there are more than 1 million kids in the United States. And according to recent news reports, many incidents of the assault on the Asians have been occurred in many cities. And you can see right now there's a lot of people, it's violent to the Asian. As long as you got the Asian face, and you will become the victim of the assault. While the world get better and better, no wonder God must judge those who commit evil crime. It will be more clear on the words and the sentence of the Bible if we examine the structure of the arrangement from the Hosea chapter 4, the verse 1 to 3. And let's look at the Hosea, the verse, chapter 4, verses 2. And you can see the slide, how they line up. And you can see the God lists everything clearly in their words there. What the man saw is what he harvests. And this is the principle established by God. This shows that a person's behavior will directly affect the world around him. Why? The reason is very simple. Because the God entrusts humans the responsibility of the manage the world. And that's when you read the Genesis, you know the Eva's two sons. One son killed the other son. So we know the human behavior direct way affects the beautiful world created by God because the sin will inherit here. The Israelites continue to commit the crime. So that's the animal in the field, the fly in the sky, and the fish in the sea were all serious effectively. When people do not live according to God's will, all animals and the plants suffer serious losses. And the reason for all this is the result of the people's own choice to against God. Is this the worst case scenario? There is even worse. And let's read from the verses, chapter 4, 4 to 10. And the word should read, just lay us to read it. From the verse 4 to 10, are the accusation of the Lord God against the priest. The priest originally serving God, their major jobs are, the first one, teach the people how to obey the God's word. The second job, if they will provide a sin offering for the people. However, this spiritual leader, this priest, at that time, they like the people to sin. Why? Because every time a people offers a sin offering, they could get a good portion of the beef or lamb. Because they can get a more good portion of the steak, like the good portion of the steak, the ribeye steak there. If there are more sinners, the more people will come to sacrifice sin offering. And of course, even more benefits will begin. If they cannot finish it, they can sell it again. So this is the circumstance how the priest acts out at that time. And they are greedy for their own benefit. Instead of the warning the people to stay away from sin, they encourage them to commit a crime to increase their wealth. And because they have more people can sacrifice the sin offering, they will gain more beef and land from them. So that's the reason the God accusation the priest at that time. With their God's accusation is well founded, so they deserve it. Let's read the verses 6. My people are destroyed because they lack the knowledge of me. Because you reject their knowledge, I will reject you as the priest for me. Since you forget the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Because you reject the knowledge, I will reject you as the priest for me. And this is the God speak to the priest. Because you do not teach the people to obey God's law, regulation, and the commandment. However, the fact is just the opposite. Instead of the giving up the responsibility of the teaching, these spiritual readers allow the people to continue to sin and profit from it. So you can see the whole society is corrupted. So this go back to in the beginning. When a person commits the crime, he cannot transfer all the responsibility to society and others because he chose to commit a crime. When the priest and the people sin, they choose to sin. No one forced them to commit a crime. So it is their own decision. They are, of course, responsible for their choice. So God's accusation is absolutely fair. God's judgment is also absolutely fair. Dear brother and sister, today's message sounds very harsh. So, this is the sharp contrast to the sermon of the unmeasurable love the last week. Yes, it is a sharp contrast. We must know the attributes of God. He's not only a God of the mercy and the grace, but also a God of the justice. And this is the truth. The attributes of our God. We need to know these attributes deeply. So what is the inspiration for us today? So I want to encourage everybody. The Bible tells us very clearly, one day every one of us must face God. Everything we do, every word we speak, every our motivation of our action must be accounted before God. In the end, let us encourage each other with two verses. So the first verse, let's read from Colossians, the chapter 3:23. Let's read together. Whatever you do, work at it wholeheartedly, as what you are doing is for the Lord and not merely for people. So that means whatever you do, you want to do it from the heart for the Lord. So even you are home doing your dishes, or even you do it in your office, you want to do it from the heart for the Lord. Because the God can see it. So if you do that, that means you respect your Lord. And we want to thank again to all the brothers and the sisters of the two churches serving in the summer, the Midwest summer retreat. And because we work together, we want to make the summer retreat is better. So we want to help the brother sister have this good connection with our Lord. And once again, let's read the 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and the verse 13, verse 13 and 14. Remember alert, keep standing firm in your faith. Keep on being encouragement and above. Everything you do should be done lovely. And Paul wrote this to the brother, sister, the church at that time. And usually we hear in the church, and we often say be alert. So what means be alert? And do not live your life in the model. And so the first key point, it reminds us, you want to be alert. Don't live your life in a model because your time is the precious. And some people ask me, well, the Pastor Fan, you fell the beer on your face. Is it because the fashion? But actually it's not. And I just tell them, when I wear my beard, it's just to remind myself, I'm not just to be the fashion. I just want to remind myself, I'm in the time, I'm in the earth. So I need to live my life the serious, to cherish every life I have for the rest of my life. And the second thing tells us, we need to stand firm on the truth. And the reason is I attend a class. It's led by the Reverend the Abraham Chang. And the classmate is from more than the dozen of the country and more than 200 people. And in that class, we talk about the generational curse theory. And many people misunderstood what is the generational curse theory today. And especially the Christian living in the New Testament. Don't think it was my ancestor who committed the crime which made me who I am today. Because they committed sin, so I was cursed to become who I am today. And this is the big misunderstanding. Because the truth is that Jesus Christ took the place for our curse on the cross and fulfilled the law. And that Jesus already died from our curse, our sin on the cross. We are the free man. We have the free spirit. And because we have been forgiven, and we have been relieved from the bondage of the sin, and if you don't put down the burden of the sin, you will be slain by the sin. And in that case, you will be depressed all day. You don't have a joyful heart. So why did you want to carry the burden of the sin? You should come to the Jesus, because the Jesus died on the cross, having took the place of our sin and the curse. So I will encourage brother, sister, in the coming fall, the Reverend Abraham Hedge going to teach the new class. So I would encourage you to sign up and pursue the truth. So I want everybody to stand firm in the truth. Do not be confused by the theory of the generational curse. Because the theory of the generational curse does not hold in the New Testament. Because the law took the place for our curse on the cross and fulfilled the law. And the next, so let's look at the 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and 13. The third key point is be a man and be strong. And do you think you are strong enough? Maybe you cannot show you are strong enough, and this you face the difficulty time. Do you face the difficult time? How many brother or sister the Christian can stand for the persecution? When the persecution comes, especially right now, we talk about the same sex marriage. If you speak this is wrong for the same sex marriage, maybe one day you will be accused, especially the pastor or minister. When you say it is wrong for the same sex marriage, maybe you will be accused by law. At that time, will you stand firm for what you believe? When we read, when we learn from the history, we know there's a lot of ministry. They abandon whatever the possession they have and they do the missionary to the rural area. And they decommit whatever they have. But think about ourselves. Maybe one time, certain time, we did make our mind say, hey, Lord, I want to serve you. We did a Sunday school. We did a children Sunday school, everything. But when the persecution comes, do you stand firm on the fence? So that's the God said we have to do everything in love. That's because the God's love fills us. So how can we make ourselves more courage and stronger? After more than a year of the pandemic, all right, have your spiritual growth better? So really we need to read our Bible more and pray to God more. And a few days ago, when I walking in my community, and I listened to one pastor's sermon. And he's talking about there's some minister, they would go to the rural area and they will help the poor people to know God. And they're working from the morning to the end and they try to spread the gospel. And they have the vision, they have a faith in God, and they are willing going to the Africa even during the pandemic cannot stop them to do the missionary in the Africa. So I'm just asking ourselves, I mean, especially the Chinese people, even the pandemic, do we still boldly, do we still firm on the God's love, on the God's defense? We can do missionary work around the pandemic area. And I know during the pandemic, we stay home. Yeah, it's very comfortable. And, you know, to me, yes, I know it. Because at home, we can wear our pajama and we can live in a comfortable situation. We don't have to drive the car. So we enjoy staying home. And that's where we, for God, we need to go back to the church to worship in person. If we all worship at home, why do we need to come back to the church? So why have the purpose of the church building? On the weekend, all close out of church and everybody just worship God at home. But this is not the true thing, the right thing to do. So I want everybody to think about it here. We need to be strong enough. Yes, we need to protect ourselves, but we also need to have the heart to do what's the right thing to do. So after the pandemic, this church, we need to rebook, restart, have a new beginning. So we need to do everything in love. That's because the God's love fills us. That's because the Holy Spirit in us helps us. We become the rivers of the living water every day, constantly revealing the love of God. We need to share the love of God with our family and friends. We want to keep sharing the love of God with our colleagues and the neighbors and continue to share God's love through WeChat and Facebook. And I want to share one thing with you. As long as you are willing, you need to use all the possible, the medium or all the way to spread the gospel of God. So we need to take this command seriously. We seize every opportunity through all the channel, the medium. We need to spread the gospel of the God, the cross of the God. We need to take the action to spread the gospel. When you take the action, the God will give the Holy Spirit to help us. Only in this way, we will experience the miracle word of our God. So we pray the God to help us to seize every opportunity to spread the gospel of God. Let me tell you why we need to do that. That's because one day we can rejoice and pay the account before the Lord and hear the Lord speak to you. Well done, good and faithful servant. Come and enjoy my banquet. Wow, how wonderful it is. Let's pray together. Dear Father, we thank you. You speak to us through your word today. Help us we can stand firm on the faith. Help us to be alert. Help me to be a man and be strong. And help us, we can seize every opportunity to spread the gospel of God. And please the blessing of the every children of God. And protect the every members of the family. And revive our church. And all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
This is the time for our communion. If you have not been baptized, please just call to take the communion with us. Because the Lord's Supper is prepared for the children of the God. So we hope you have the heart to the thinking of God's word, and then you can join us in the future. So the most important is you can obey the Ten Commandments and then follow the God's the word, and we help welcome you to join us in the future for the Lord's Supper. So all the churches on the world, we only hold on the God's words on the cross. So the meaning of the Lord's Supper is meaningful. It does not memorize what the Lord Jesus died for our sin on the cross. But also through the reminder of the Holy Spirit, do we do any sin against our church right now? So we can adjust ourselves. And the most important is the children of the God, and nowadays we are looking for the comings of our Lord. Because the Jesus Christ promised us he will come one day. Are you ready for it? So this is the God remind us for. So we need to do the work during the daytime. When the dark comes, nobody will do it. On the night he was betrayed, he gave the thanks and broke it and said, "This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Lord." After supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." So let's take with the thanks for God for his body broken for us and his blood shed for our sins. And please stand up. And I believe everybody has your offering. And also ask you, you can pray your own to the God right now. Especially after hearing sermon today, we ask for God to renew our mind. And we can understand the God, the meaning to us. So let's protect the brave right now together.要提醒大家呢，我们在出去的门口那边有一个奉献箱， 那我们现在的奉献的不像以往我们的奉献的方式一样。今天我们奉献的经文是我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话说，施比受更为有福。让我们一起来祷告。我们天上的父，我们谦卑地来到你的面前，我们成为家里的一员，我们知道你是伟大的神，你把所有的福气倾倒在我们的身上，没有任何比你更伟大。你来到这个世界上，所以我们把小小小的礼物奉到你的面前。我们不是来接受它，而是我们要来见证我们的弟兄姐妹。我们很尊敬的来接受你给我们的祝福，就好像我们要住在信仰里面、信心里面。我们祈求的圣灵能够在每天生活当中来带领我们，我们也希望我们 的教会能够逐渐的 光大，所以我们能够成为在基督里面成为一体。上次祷告奉耶稣基督的名祈求，阿门。